was a program led to the MSE. The MSE was already an established degree in the college. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have to go and fight the administration for an MS mm-hmm. in nuclear engineering, because there was no department. So then the dean called me up one day and said, Les, we're going over and find a site for this reactor. So this would be about 1958. And so we walked around the campus and we found the best site on the campus. It's over here between mechanical and electrical and looks out over Lake Washington. So it was on the gentle slope. And the dean thought, there, we can build into the bank and shield one end of the building. And so he said, why don't you go and have one of your graduate students draw up a sketch? And I said, okay. He said, but we'll make it of cement blocks. So my graduate student and I put together a diagram where the reactor would be and laboratories and shops and things like that, and took it back to him, and he said, well, that looks pretty good, he said. Got too much glass, but so we marched up to the president. Those are the days when you could walk into the president's office and knock on his door. His name was President Schmitz, and Schmitz Hall over here is named after him. And the dean had figured, having been a civil engineer, he knew what the cost of building was, and he said, we'd like $80,000 to build this reactor building. And there's probably a picture of it here someplace. Anyway, I've got things like that if you ever think you need them. And he put his hand on the dean's knee and said, Harold, there's no way you're going to put a cement block building on that beautiful site. So he put in the budget $350,000 for it. Now, if you understand how things happen these days, if you're going to have a building, they need at least a 10-year. Mm-hmm. So they appointed architects, and some of the first drawings, it was called the Technical Artist Architect Group. And they were artists. They had plans that looked like glass cages for animals in a zoo. And if you have a plan view of the campus, mm-hmm. the civil engineering building and the mechanical engineering building, this being Lake Washington out here, form a trapezoid.
Uh-huh.
And so the artists thought we ought to have a building that's trapezoidal and plan. And
here's Bagley.
Yeah, it's down here. Okay. Robert Moore. There it is there.
Uh-huh.
Now you see, if you look down on this, that's uh-huh. sort of trapezoidal.
Uh-huh.
So they came in with a trapezoidal shaped building. The roof. I said, look, you guys, there's no way we're going to build laboratories with custom-made lab benches and things like that. I said, this doesn't make any sense. So they compromised. They went and made the regular building rectangular and the roof trapezoid. And so that occupied a lot of my time. And let out the contract, I think, in 1959. And the reactor went critical in April of 1961. And then we had a big dedication in June of that year. Now, one of the first things that in what you might call biomedical area was that police chief showed up one day, Seattle Police Department, and apparently there were two guys that lived in trailers across the Sound here in Bremerton, and one of the guys was a suspect in the shooting of another guy in an adjacent trailer, and he had a handful of bullets taken from the suspect's trailer, and he had a couple of slugs taken from the deceased. And he said, is there any way, he'd heard about neutron activation, and said, can you tell me if the ratio of antimony to tin in these bullets taken from the suspect's trailer correspond to those taken from the deceased?